This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for another extraordinarily informative, if I do say so myself, either hour of Good Day Health on the radio or the summation of a lot of the work that we do in podcast form at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can hear Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus with their weekly overviews of some of the important news from their point of view. Ken happens to be more of a traditional evidence-based doctor, and Jack is on the cutting edge of a lot of new things, so we put the two of them together, and the information is there for you to listen to and inform yourself. That's what people like about it, because it's chock full of tips and information and help. That's gooddayhealthshow.com, podcasts of the radio program. And so in working with Ken for all these years, I got used to sort of his way of doing things. And one of the things that makes him comfortable and makes him worthwhile for your purposes is that he will take this information from all of the health journals that are published around the world and relate it to you so you understand what the information means to you. For example, the American Heart Association publishing the results of info that was presented at their meeting, meat and blood connection, blood pressure and meat. This surprises me, Ken.
Well, and hopefully I'm also on the cutting edge of new and breaking things.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I think that a lot of times people think, you know me better, Matt.
I'm just teasing you.
I know. But there are a lot of people who think that doctors who are cut from the cloth that you are, that have all these degrees and they go to the medical schools and stuff, are sort of stuck in a rut, and the newer people, more innovative in the sense that they use a lot of things that are not traditional. They're called kooks by some, quacks by others, and yet lots of people are flooding to them.
Well, it depends what you define as new. I just think that where I come from, you just want to make sure you're looking for the new. I'm looking for the new every day, but I want to just make sure it's safe and effective before I let any of my patients experience it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how sick you are. If you're really sick, you're going to try anything.
If you have no other options, then you need to go into a research protocol. And
a perfect example, I'm going to digress for a second here and give you the story. I have a very close friend in my hometown of Framingham who happens to be a state rep who's been fighting for about 2 years a really, really bad cancer, lymphoma that has eaten away. He had the tumors on his elbow, under his arms. They were the size of baseballs. And
Where is he being treated?
He's being treated at Brigham and it's Dana-Farber at Brigham and Women's in Boston.
Well, I'm sure they're giving him whatever
everything that they have thrown everything, Ken. This is a bad case. And he was given, the first time around, he had a traditional chemo treatment, and it stabilized the cancer. It stopped it from growing while he was on it. Uh-huh. And then, when he got off of it, it bounced right back again.
Have they tried immunotherapy with him?
Yes, he's done that. He's on that, as a matter of fact, now. But he went to, there was a process. They took his white blood cells and sent him to Seattle to have some kind of DNA.
This is immunotherapy, exactly.
Right. And it did the most of any treatment that he's had so far, but it didn't get rid of all of it.
So what they're trying to do is find a specific antigen to make an antibody.
And I saw him last week, and I thought he was done for. And yesterday, he and I had a conversation on the phone for an hour. I was so thankful. I cried talking to him. He says, "Don't you get emotional, because then I'll get emotional." But he sounded so. I mean, he was telling me stuff that he wanted me to know that, you know, would take place if he weren't there.
So the immunotherapy is making him feel a little better?
Now he's on some other routine. They told him there's a 30-35% chance that it would work. All they're really trying to do is get him strong enough so he can do a bone marrow transplant,
right,
which for people, I went through that with my former wife. She had that three times, and it managed to keep her going for 21 years after she was basically at 44 given a death sentence because she had a really bad case, stage 4 breast cancer, and it was pretty much curtains.
Right. And looking at the new and the innovative, you know, in the past you may have thought that, oh, all they have to offer me is chemotherapy, how horrible it is, and that's going to be, you know, my final exit. Don't think that way anymore because there's this whole new area of immunotherapy, which is different than chemotherapy.
Yes.
And that's why people are suddenly, when they had no hope before, making it out. One of our longest living presidents from Georgia.
Suddenly, his brain cancer. Look at him. He's in 90.
Exactly. He has had this new immunotherapy, and with the old chemotherapy, he would have never made it.
No. And they used to use radiation, which is really barbarous. They have not used radiation on my friend. They did use it on Tony. When she had the cancer, went from her breast to her one of her femurs, and then they operated on it, took the wrong part of her bone out, wrecked her bone. They had to take the bone out. They put a cadaver bone in, and it lasted for a couple of years, and then it rotted, and they had to take that out and put another one in. And the third time, they put a plastic one in, and then it went to her brain, and then it went to her lungs, and then it was in her lymph node. And finally, after 21 years, she said, I'm not doing this anymore, and that was the end of that.
And what they're doing with the immunotherapy, Doug, is they're just finding a unique protein on the cancer cell, which is not found on the normal cell, and then they just make an antibody against that unique protein. So they selectively kill the cancer cells, and all of the normal cells stay around. And
because this is such a new protocol, Ken, they were worried with him. He was under constant watch. Every 15 minutes, a nurse would come in. He was on this that protocol you're talking about that really wipes out the cancer. I mean, you could see in days the difference in his body.
And the problem with the chemotherapy is it could not so well select the normal from the cancer cells.
Right.
And it killed so many of the normal cells. Everything was gone.
Yeah,
it
killed everything.
This is totally different.
This the impact on him in that it got rid of most of it, but it didn't get rid of all of it. So I don't know why they didn't do it again, except it really takes a toll on your body otherwise. But what they were concerned about was when he first went on, they watched him very carefully for the first, I think, 24, 48 hours, because this thing kills the cancer so fast that in previous experience with it, the patient would die of toxicity because the liver and the spleen and the kidneys couldn't flush the dead cancer cells out fast enough, so it was toxic to your system, and that's what killed you. So now they monitor. He was monitored every 15 minutes for the time he was in the hospital. I think he went in three times, 3 days at a time when he was doing this.
Unexpected, and amazing effectiveness.
Yeah, yeah, right. So I was so sad because he's a wonderful guy, and I thought he was done for. And yesterday, my God, it sounded like I was talking to a different person. So he's lost a lot of weight, but he, you know, his mind is great, and he lives to do the work that he does. So any time you can get into it, you know, he and I.
Is he getting nutritional support also?
Yeah, he is now. Yeah.
Good.
So when I called him yesterday, he answered the phone on the second ring, and I haven't been able to talk to him since last week. So I could hear his smiling voice. He said, so how are you doing? I said, maybe more importantly, how are you doing? And so we went off on his treatment and what was the latest for 5 or 6 minutes. And he said, enough about me. Let's talk about what we're doing. So they went off for an hour talking about the projects that we're working on. But it was just, it was the first time I've ever experienced that. My experience in my family with cancer has been it's a one-way road, and it's the road out of town.
Well, that was before immunotherapy.
Yeah. Right, it was. Yeah.
So if you have cancer in the family, you know, just make sure you're in a center where they have that as an option.
Yeah.
They may not go to it first, but just be where that is on the table.
And under the circumstances, my experience has been, I don't know what it is, wherever the teaching hospitals are, usually that's the best place to go. for this kind of stuff. But in Boston, where everybody yaks about Mass General, I don't think Mass General is the best at anything. That's my experience, except when you sent me to the guy who is the brain expert. That was a fabulous experience for me, and he's at Mass General. But generally speaking, I can't say about heart stuff because I don't have anybody in my family. My father, you know, when he had his stroke, he wasn't really being treated. He was part of a protocol.
Well, you have a lot of choices where you are. You're fortunate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out. It was and Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber now, really, when it comes to conventional care for this sort of thing, they're really on the cutting edge. And you can see it in the way they have several floors at Brigham and Women's. That's all they do. And everybody's in their own room. They're isolated. You wear a mask when you go in. You know, that kind of stuff. But I'm so happy that he's come back around and just, you know, hold a good thought for him. He's a fabulous guy. And so when you know the suffering, you can look at their faces and listen. I mean, a week ago he'd said to me, I've had enough of this. I don't want to do this anymore. And that's what Tony said at the end. You know, I just don't want to do this.
Was that before he started the immunotherapy or after?
Yeah, that was before. Then, over the weekend, they got him on this other thing.
Right.
They brought him home yesterday.
It's amazing.
So it really is. You know, it's something that you hold out for so many people. You know, the other side of it is, why is there so damn much cancer around? That's a different subject for a different, perhaps, discussion. But it is.
Well,
you know,
cancer generally is a disease of aging. And, you know, clearly there are environmental factors that are do it, but it's also, you know, we're living longer. You the start of our country.
Well, he's 65.
Uh-huh.
And Tony was only 44 when she got her. I think breast cancer is a different thing.
Well, there's a genetic component, and there's smoking component. And there's other environmental issues. But, you know, you go back to the start of our country, 1776. You've heard me say this before. And the life expectancy was 35 years
old. George Washington was an old man at 45.
Ben Franklin was an oddity.
Yeah, very much so. He was in his 70s.
Odd. But 35 was the average life expectancy. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to see very little cancer. If people are going, it's 35.
Wasn't until after World War II that things started to change. The average man was lucky to live to be 50.
And
19 past the hour. Good day, health.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your garden, get 5.75 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro soil for just $10. And for your lawn, get 33% off all Pennington One Step Complete. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 28th. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And change after the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health broadcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. A fabulous place to go for any kind of medical procedure. He's a cardiologist, obviously, Lake Cardiology, duh. But he is so good at understanding what else is going on in the body and is great when it comes to assessing things like CAT scans of your whole body. He does that for me every year when I have my day with him. You can spend a day with him. 352-735-1400 is Dr. Ken's number. Whether you're in Central Florida, whether you're in the Southeast, or anywhere you are, there are people that come from out of this country to see Ken. He's that good. So check out 352-735-1400. That's the number for Lake Cardiology and an inside conversation with Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. You can send your questions to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com or at Doug Stephan, the Twitter connection with any questions. We try to get to some of them as time allows. But going through all this information that comes out every week from these various proceedings is very important because there's a lot of trending information here. So because Ken is a cardiologist, actually we started with this and then get off onto that. It was a good conversation about cancer, cancer treatments, that sort of thing. Let's talk about the research done and what's being published, the effects of eating meat that's well done, well cooked. This is for me. Well, I don't eat meat, but I won't eat fish that isn't well done. I won't touch sushi. I won't eat anything like this. I mean, I'll eat raw vegetables, things like that, but with meat, I've seen too much of what happens and how the meat comes to the marketplace, so I wouldn't advise anybody to eat meat unless it's well done, but apparently that's not good for your blood pressure.
Well, I think in this study, they're seeing another option between raw and well done.
Yeah.
So this is a report from the American Heart Association meeting this week. And in fact, there's another report on meat from the Journal of Hepatology that we can get to. But first, the American Heart Association meeting study. And you might think twice about how you want the steak cooked, because people who like their steak well done instead of rare are 15% more likely to develop high blood pressure over the next 12 to 16 years. And reducing the amount of red meat and avoiding the use of open flame or high temperature cooking methods may potentially aid in high blood pressure prevention. And the key here is everything in moderation. I'm not advocating no red meat and no never having something broiled, but just everything in moderation.
When's the last time you had a piece of red meat?
I'll probably have a steak once or twice a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But mostly you eat fish.
Correct. And chicken and turkey and veal. And
I take from what you just said.
I'm on a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah,
I'm not. I have treats. You know, I like to go to Ruth Chris. I'll give them a plug.
Really? You do?
Oh,
you
absolutely.
You never took me there. But you know, I don't.
Next time you're here, we'll go.
We'll go there. I'd rather have ice cream. If I'm going to be bad, I'd much rather have a bowl of ice cream.
I love occasionally having a grilled steak at Ruth Chris. Treats are okay, but that's not what you want to live on every day.
No. So go back to the grilling thing for a minute. You talked about, I wasn't sure what you were saying. Grilling good, grilling bad. Because grilling brings this carcinogens galore.
Correct. I was saying bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Avoiding the open flame or high temperature cooking. That's not good.
Really bad. Anything on the grill. I know it tastes great. It's one side
and
of it.
Again,
you know,
moderation.
Wonderful. It's fun, but it's awful. Unless you cook it in aluminum foil or something.
Grilling, broiling, frying are not the best ways to go.
The open flame, it's really bad for you. All right, we'll talk about that hepatological study, how do you like that, in a matter of moments, plus a focus on your farts, 28 past the hour.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The hour. How are you? I've been doing this for a living for how long? This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's having an interesting conversation with Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, about parenting. And now back to the focus on meats. If you're just joining us, Dr. Ken was talking about a survey, or a study actually done by American Heart Association, which suggests that if you cook your meat to a well-done state, it may not be good for your blood pressure. And so from that, we move into another focus on red meats, processed meats, and what else that's harmful for. So let's get to that, Ken.
Yeah, interesting. In the same week, there's a report also about red and processed meats, and it's linked to the liver. And this is in the Journal of Hepatology. Hepatology is just a big word in medicine for liver, study of liver. So eating a lot of processed and red meats increases your risk of developing a serious liver condition and insulin resistance also, which is a precursor to type 2 diabetes, Doug. People who consume the highest amounts of bread and processed meats, they have a nearly 50% increased risk of, this is a mouthful, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and more than 50% higher risk of developing insulin resistance. Also, cooking meat at high temperature, as we talked about before, for a long time, such as grilling, broiling, or frying, it's associated with about a double the risk of insulin resistance. And this is the pathway to diabetes again. So non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, what is that? This is a condition that causes fat to deposit in the liver. And in some people, this can lead to inflammation and scarring of the liver. So
we had cows
that
would
problem.
Get fatty liver disease.
Exactly.
They die from it.
Exactly.
They didn't treat it well. Liver, I think people forget. I think the liver and perhaps the kidneys are taken for granted. Most people don't know what they do, how they function, how important they are to your health and well-being. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, critical. Most people, they happen passively. You know, I think we think about our kidneys a bit. It's hard to forget about your kidneys. But yeah. The liver, boy, that's working there. We have no idea it's working. It's not working till it's not working.
Right, and you better take care of it. We have a lot of good supplements around, things that you can eat
watch
as well
alcohol,
that are good.
Watch the alcohol, the acetaminophen, these are all workouts for the liver.
Yeah,
and get liver. Down to ideal body weight because the fat gets deposited in the liver.
Yeah, very important. Pay attention to it. Take supplements. That's
it's
what I do.
It's the filter of the body. Liver. You can't live without it.
No, it is. Everything that goes through your body
goes
that
through
comes
it.
Out is going through. That's a great way of describing it, Ken, the filter of the body. So pay attention to your liver and don't eat processed food. That's pretty much the message there.
And it also makes a lot of important ingredients that you need for your body to function properly.
Yep. Okay. Next item of interest here from the various studies that Ken has examined this week is a focus on housework and why. This is medical or psychological sometimes. Well, I believe, you know me, I talk about spirit-mind-body connection all the time. And so the psychological impact of a husband picking up the housework and what it does to the romance, I don't know what this is. Medically speaking, are you just flirting with this because you thought it was an interesting story?
Well, we've all seen Chicago, you know, when mom is happy, everyone's happy, if I can paraphrase. Yeah. And this, I think, is an offshoot of that. This comes out of a very legitimate medical journal called Social Forces this month. Husbands who are less than satisfied with their sex lives might want to fire up the vacuum cleaner, Doug. And why? Because this new research suggests that when partners in a marriage feel the division of housework is fair, sexual satisfaction improves for both. And like in most marriages, communication is so important. This is something, guys, you want to talk to your wife about, and vice versa.
All right. So I'm going to carry this one step further in terms of romance, romantic partners, and what they do or they don't do with each other. There's a study out this week that I'm sure you avoided, or you probably didn't see it, but if you did see it, you would have avoided it because it's indelicate.
Yes,
but it
I
has
saw
to do with
it.
Passing gas. Did you see it?
Go. You take this.
Oh, yeah. You're going to let me carry the water here. The idea of breaking wind in front of or with your romantic partner. It happens in bed. I mean, come on. It happens in the car.
We
it
all happens. Do this.
Of course
men
we do.
Men and it's women. Fun. Believe
right.
it or not, women also.
Yes.
We
women
all
don't
have
want to
do.
Admit it, but they do. I've been told by someone better than me, I think, in many ways that, we don't pass gas. It's not. You know, it's like asking a woman how old she is. When's the last time you passed gas? Anyway,
exactly.
The bottom.
This is not a good question.
The bottom line is, if you pass gas, toot, if you will, with your partner, it's looked upon as being a good thing. It means the two people are in love and at ease with each other. Then there are couples who are not comfortable even about talking about the idea of passing gas, never mind actually doing it. They find it humiliating. And if that's the case, if you can't, this study suggests, this is done by a woman named Shannon Chavez, psychologist, sex therapist, works with couples, says that if you can't talk about normal body functions, if you can't have fun around passing gas. If you think it's gross, dirty, stinky, and not to be discussed, then your marriage is over. Your romance is dead. That's the way
I think it is. It's a good sign that you're attached and comfortable and at one with each other if you can get to this level.
So last night, Megan and Miles and I were in a restaurant.
And this woman. This theory.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This, well, it wasn't just that. There was a kid who walked by the table, and he let out this huge fire. I looked at his mother, and we burst into laughter, into gales of laughter, and he started talking about his gas.
And as a problem?
Well, he was a little, I think he was about a year older than Miles. So Miles doesn't really, you know, he's just getting out of diapers and stuff, so it's not.
Did Miles
have a healthy
laugh?
Conversation? Miles didn't hear the conversation. Megan did.
Miles is the grandson for everybody.
Yeah, Miles is my grandson. My daughter is Megan. And so we all just had a big laugh about it. But yet it's something that's so normal, it's like your heart beating. It's something that your body has to do because there are impurities in your body that just there, like you get rid of through urination or you go to the bathroom.
Unfortunately, there are cultures that consider this dirty and something you never talk about. And I'm not advocating that, but I have.
No, because it's a good sign your body is working well. You got to get rid of the urine. You got to get rid of the solids, and you got to get rid of the gas. And sometimes it doesn't all work that way at the same time. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't.
I would not recommend that you try out this theory with people you don't know well.
No, no, you can't. You can't do it unless you're very comfortable with them.
With the
and
person.
Even then, I can remember having an experience that was absolutely hysterical. We were riding to Florida, and I was asked to stop because she needed to go to the bathroom. It was obvious. She needed. When I teased her about it, her face got all red and she started laughing. No, it's not me! You know, that kind of stuff.
Right, the point is, if you're laughing at others for this, someone else is going to get the last laugh. I guarantee you, before you get off of planet Earth.
Right. But if you don't have flatulence, you've got a larger health
problem.
You're
obstructed.
Yes, exactly. It's controlling it more than anything else.
It's a lot has to do with what you eat. You know, if you're on an incredibly high whole grain diet, fiber, you're going to be making a lot of noise.
Yep, a lot of burping. The girls laugh at me because of how much, when we're not on the air and the
microphone. You're on a high fiber diet.
I'm happy to.
So you're tooting away.
Plenty of stuff coming out of both.
You don't
ends.
Want any explosion in there.
Probably too much information. All right. Let's keep moving here. Hold
it's
on.
It's like that old, that old steam pot that you had with the little safety valve that would keep it from exploding.
Yes. All right. We're going to talk about planes, flu, where you sit in the plane in a moment. First, though, I want to remind you about omega-3s and from the fish oil side of thing. Omega-3s are the best, and it is. The best way to get the omega-3s is to eat a lot of fish. If you don't have the ability to do that, then I have the next best thing. And that is a combination, a capsule that has both omega-3s in it and krill oil. Omega-3s, as Ken will tell you, great for the circulation, great to get your muscles full of blood, your brain full of blood, your liver, as we were talking about, your kidneys, all of them need lots of blood. So the omega-3 is good for that. And then the krill oil is great because it boosts your joint comfort. It supports liquidity, the bursa around the joint, so they don't creak and they don't get sore and, all those things that happen when you get a little age on you. So that's why Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. And they would like you to call this number now, 800-355-1493. I think there's probably very few people listening right now that haven't heard of the benefits of omega-3, but maybe you don't know much about krill oil. If you look it up, you'll see it is as I described it. So you want to have your body work better, feel better, call 800-355-1493. Get on this program. First month is free. Just pay shipping to get the Krill Omega 50 to you from Purity Products. After that, you're going to be a sworn fan of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus. Get the free bottle now at 800-355-1493. Again, free bottle, 800-355-1493.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Of the 61 million U.S. adults at risk for vision loss, only half have visited an eye doctor in the past 12 months. Eye exams at every age can help keep your vision strong and detect problems that could lead to permanent vision loss.
So I would recommend an eye exam perhaps starting at the age of 50, and that could be every year, every 2 years, every 5 years, depending on what the eye provider finds.
Now, if you have a family history of eye disease, such as glaucoma, or any kind of disease that runs in the family, ophthalmologist Dr. Sophie Bakri says you might want to start those exams sooner.
Glaucoma, for example, you know, is a silent disease that can affect people, you know, even as young as 40 or even younger. And so it's not detected unless you have a formal eye exam and formal testing.
And that's why a regular exam by a trained eye professional is so important. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your garden, get 5.75 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro soil for just $10. And for your lawn, get 33% off all Pennington One Step Complete. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 28th. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
All right, let's get back to this here. 47 after the hour, Dr. Kent Kronhaus, Dr. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The way to avoid catching the flu on the plane. Here we go. Ken, this is something that's been floating around this week. A lot of people have been talking about this. What's the secret?
It's going to be harder to get those window seats after you hear this. Right. And this is a serious study done out of the very reputable Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This is not junk science. And these scientists studied where is the best place to sit in an airplane when people have flu and are coughing away. And they concluded after studying air currents and people movements that if you're worried about catching a cold or flu on an airplane, Doug, get a window seat and do not leave it until the flight is over. That's your best chance.
You know, that is, right, if you're on a 6-7 hour flight, it's hard to do
then
that.
Then you have an issue, yes. You don't want to get, you're trading off blood clots for the flu.
I do not sit on the window seat, especially when I go back and forth across the country every week or so. I will sit on an aisle and that's it. If I'm in a row, if I have to sit, in like the bulkhead or someplace like that, it's kind of cozy actually to be on the inside seat because you can put your head against the side of the plane go to sleep.
Well, but you've done well over the years. You haven't gotten it, so it's not broken, don't fix it. But this is what, concluded.
When you think about the stuff that's in the plane, we talk about Salmonella, E. coli, and other bacteria, Listeria, and all these things that are around food that is cooked. But they've done studies of planes because they don't clean the planes anymore like they used to. They never wipe off the trays. They don't wipe. The bathroom is, you're lucky to have that clean. Walk into a bathroom on a plane, the floor is always sticky. Even when you, it is.
I would agree with that.
Awful. What is being suggested by some is that there's a new LED light, have you heard about this, that has wavelengths that kill bacteria. Trying to use those on planes to kill 23 different kinds of germs. They're called Illumini light. I think it's E-L-L-U-M-I, Illumi lights. And you put them in areas of question, and they will bump off all of the bad bugs that are in, whether it's your kitchen, your bathroom, the plane, wherever it is. Sit close to the window. Cause you have
and hopefully they're safe for humans.
Yeah. 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 after the hour, the benefits of listening to this program include hearing lots of great advice and technical medical advice, but also just an overview of a lot of the things that are going on that have been reported on, a lot of the studies. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues with his service here by overviewing some more of the information that comes out from the various studies that are done, reported on by the medical journals. For example, the risk of dying during pregnancy has doubled if the body that's carrying the host, that would be the mother, is anemic. So why would you, if you're under doctor's care, maybe that's the issue here, Ken.
Exactly.
If you're under doctor's care, how would you get to be anemic?
Well, this is a warning. If you're going to get pregnant, please get to the doctor beforehand and check with a simple blood test. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet Global Health. Anemic pregnant women are twice as likely to die during or shortly after pregnancy than those who are without the blood condition. This is simply diagnosed with a blood test and can be treated almost always. So just take good care of yourself, because you got to be around for that child.
All right. So then there's the additional information that comes out this week with regard to a pregnant woman, or what happens before you become pregnant. And this looks like a very interesting, the size of one's waist. So what do we glean from this, Ken?
Yeah, this week in the Endocrine Society, we learned that the pre-pregnancy width of a woman's waist, but not whether or not she is actually obese, may be tied to autism risk in her children. And I had a feeling you'd ask me, how is this possible? Well, let me give you the theory.
Let me ask the question. Wait a minute. Ken, How is this possible?
Well, this link, Doug, may be due to fat-induced activity of inflammatory chemicals. They're known as cytokines, which are known to be involved in the development of autism. And it seems that children born to women with a waist circumference of 31.5 inches or more before pregnancy, they're 65% more likely to have autism than those born to mothers with smaller pre-pregnancy waist. So the magic number is 31.5. So, Mom, if you want to get pregnant, maybe you want to get to the gym beforehand if that waist is more than 31.5.
So keep your waist at 31.5 or below.
Before you get pregnant.
Before you get pregnant, it's not going to stay there, obviously, when you're pregnant. But in general, isn't that a rule in terms of long life? You know, for men or something. I've forgotten. You have a table that you've referenced 40, from time to time.
It's usually 40, under 40 for men and under 32 for women is what we usually quote. This study went down to 31.5.
Well, but are we talking about general longevity, or are we talking about, you know, somebody who's got a waist that's under, like yours is probably, mine's 34, what yours is probably 33, 32,
yes,
what's your
good
waist?
Yeah. Exactly, very okay. Good.
All right, so
you have a great
we're
eye.
In better shape than most, and I even feel uncomfortable with mine being, I think it spreads out a little depending on the time of year, to 35 or 36. But you get to 40, and you see some of these people walking around, you know, the best place to see how bad it is to walk around the airport like I do and see the people. I mean, any place that people congregate, though. And what I find more troubling is when you sit in a seat next to somebody.
Oh, wow.
Who's, like, it's just really
and waist,
awful.
Waist circumference, Doug, it's an indicator of what's known as central obesity. This is abdominal fat stored around important organs such as liver, mm-hmm. pancreas, and intestines. And that's why the BMI is not really a good predictor of this.
Well, fatty liver is a problem that's caused, and it's something I just learned about recently. Actually, I learned about it because the cows get it. And it's, as you suggested, cows sometimes get pretty hefty depending on what they're eating. And if the fat sticks around the liver, it's really, it can cause malfunction there.
Absolutely.
It's a real problem. One of the problems also that we deal with is the strength in our immune system. So when I tell you about the folks at Balance of Nature and what they've put together in terms of whole ripened fruits that they dry and powder and put them in their capsules, and the same thing with the veggies. So between the fruits and the veggies, you'll get up to 31 different servings a day. If you take one of each in the morning and one of each in the evening, you'll enhance your immune system by 700%. It really is fabulous. You can get more information. Just go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. First month on these products is free, and they have all kinds of special discounts also for us. Get your immune system tuned up and keep it strong. Go to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV to get their fruits and vegetables and take those capsules every day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.